Listening 232. Listen and read. Around the World in 80 Days.
It was Wednesday, October 2nd, 1872. Phileas Fogg was in his London club. There was a story about a new train in his newspaper. "Look," said Phileas, "there's a new train in India. Now you can travel around the world in 80 days. In 1872, travel was slow. His friends laughed. "You can't do it," they said. "I'm going to try," Phileas said. His friends laughed again. "I'm going to travel to Italy, and then by boat to Egypt, and on to India. Then I'm going to travel to Singapore and America. I can do it," he said. Phileas packed his bags. "I'm going to be back in London on December 21st, he promised. "Let's meet at 8 o'clock. Phileas traveled to Italy and Egypt. He went by boat to India. But there, his problems started. There wasn't a new train. Phileas had to travel slowly, by elephant. There were more problems in Singapore, China, and Japan. Travel wasn't easy in 1872. Then Phileas had to travel 3,000 miles across America. There were broken bridges, dangerous animals, and snow. He didn't stop. He arrived in New York. "The boat to England went yesterday," they said. He had to buy a boat to get home. Finally, Phileas arrived back in London. "It's December 21st. What's the time?" asked Phileas. It was 8:05 p.m. Oh no, they were right, he thought sadly. I couldn't do it. The next morning, it was breakfast time. Phileas looked at the newspaper, and he had a big surprise. The date was December 21st. Then he realized, I crossed the international date line. Yesterday was December 20th. That evening, Phileas met his friends. "I did it," he said. "I traveled around the world in 80 days."